I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
58-year-old Gloria Byers of Alden, 70-year-old Carolyn Collins, and her 59-year-old husband Keith of Ridley Park are charged with multiple counts, including theft by deception and conspiracy. Delaware County District Attorney Kat Copeland says the alleged scheme came to light in 2017 when detectives met with a new guardian appointed for a 94-year-old victim after a complaint that the nursing home wasn't getting paid.
Investigation revealed that the original court-appointed guardian for that victim was Pinnacle Guardian, and that is a corporation whose managing partners are Keith and Carolyn Collins.
The trail then led to Gloria Byers, owner of Global Guardian and the sister of Carolyn Collins.
She opened a bank account called ICU Records and Billing, and she used that as basically a shell company to move stolen money from ward accounts to other shell business accounts, and for her own and her sister's and her brother-in-law's personal gain.
And she says Byers and the Collinses, founders and pastors of the Church of the Overcomer and Trainer, used it to funnel the ill-gotten gains.
They were appointed to represent people who can't represent themselves, and it was their responsibility to do right by them. And instead, they did nothing but wrong.
Molly Daly, KYW News Radio.